If you've ever felt frustrated with yourself for doubting, struggling with anxiety, or feeling distant from God, then this episode is for you. Because maybe you've said to yourself, why can't I just trust God? And there can be a lot of layers here. But most importantly, it's okay to wrestle through things. I think the biggest takeaway in today's episode is sometimes your struggle to trust God isn't always a faith issue. It's a wound issue. I'll tell you that most of my clients, working one-on-one with them, they will tell me how much they love God and how much they enjoy going to church and being involved. But then they say, well, why can't I just trust God? I mean, I know that He loves me. I know that He is the creator of me and that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, but why can't I just trust Him? So let's unpack how attachment and anxiety and even just your personal history of what you've gone through in your past can shape just how you relate to God. But most importantly, how healing is possible. I just want you to know that life doesn't have to feel so overwhelming. Because especially if you've ever thought, why do I keep overthinking everything? How do I move forward when I feel so stuck? Why does it feel like I'm never enough no matter how hard I try? Where's God in the middle of all this pain? I know what that feels like. If you've ever asked yourself any of those questions, I've been there. You're not alone. I truly believe that with the right support, you can break free from those negative thought patterns, calm the mental chaos, and really reconnect with the peace of God, even when life is painful. That's why I offer free 20-minute consultations. It's a chance just for us to talk, for you to feel heard, and to start kind of uncovering what's holding you back. It's a no-pressure, real conversation with real hope and a gentle step forward. Really, it's an important next step forward. So wherever you're listening to this episode, click the link in the show notes to book your free 20-minute consult today. You do not have to stay stuck because freedom is with God. We should probably get started with this idea of attachment. What is it? Why does it matter? In the world of psychology, attachment theory helps explain why we kind of form these emotional bonds with others starting in childhood. So you might have heard of secure attachment, where you feel safe, seen, and soothed, or you might have insecure attachment, where your emotional needs were met inconsistently or not at all. This means that you have learned from those that had cared for you who were emotionally unavailable, maybe even critical, maybe they were unpredictable, meaning they were nice and then mean and nice and mean. So you might have learned that you have to take care of yourself, that you can't depend on anyone, or that love comes with strings. This was me. I pretty much quoted for years that if I don't take care of me, nobody will. And that was just because I had to. I had to grow up super young. I had to buy my own lunches in high school for the majority of the time. And I just remember buying basic things for myself, food and shampoo, and working almost, I mean, it was part-time, but it was a lot of hours for a high school kid. So I remember, I know those thoughts. And when we think about this from a clinical perspective, this is where this anxious or avoidant patterns connect. And if we think about this from a spiritual perspective, those patterns don't just disappear when we come to God and accept Him as Jesus or accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. They actually show up in how we relate to Him. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how attachment impacts your faith. Here's the truth. We often relate to God the way we learn to relate to people. When I'm in my coaching sessions with my one-on-one clients, I will often go back to Father in real life and Father God. I just got off a session today where she was able to make this revelation that since her childhood was the way that it was, that relating to the father side of God was extremely hard because of the things that she endured in real life. So that means that if trust was not there or not present, or the relationships were painful, then trusting God is not going to come naturally. And that doesn't mean that you're broken. It just means that you learned one way. It makes us human, but it gives us this invitation to say, God, I want to trust you. Show me the places in my heart that I'm trying to do this myself. And so if you say to yourself, you know, you're constantly worrying that God is disappointed in you, maybe you feel like you have to earn his love or attention, maybe you struggle to just rest with him, maybe you have fear of abandonment or even rejection when life gets hard, and it might make you feel like your faith is so weak. But I also think it could be that your nervous system and your body and just your heart and your mind, they're still carrying some relational trauma or some relational hardships. David wrestled with this. We see it in Psalm 13, 1 through 2. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? David's trust was shaped through wrestling. Here's what's important. He didn't avoid his feelings. Here are three signs that you might be struggling to trust God because of attachment. One, you feel the need to earn God's love. This is the anxious attachment pattern. If I do more, maybe I'll be safe. Because beneath all of this, you serve, you strive, you stay busy, but you're afraid of slowing down because rest feels unsafe. Romans 5:8 reminds us, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So that means that God's love was never earned. It was freely given. But if we're relating it to people, we have this anxious attachment because we think we have to earn God's love because we've thought we've had to earn people's love. Number two, you struggle with consistent prayer or devotion. So you either avoid spiritual intimacy or you check out when things feel vulnerable. This might come into play, especially with my one-on-one coaching clients, where even in my own life, let's be honest here, when things get hard, we don't want to read the Bible. We might start to say things like, God feels distant. And this can show up as the avoidant attachment pattern, where it's safer to not need anyone. It's this almost like a fear of pain. I can't tell you the conversations and the sessions I've had of helping women welcome pain, because who likes pain? But we also can't avoid it either. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. God isn't here to overwhelm you. He's here to support and steady you. Number three, you battle with chronic anxiety about the future. So you want to trust, but you feel out of control. You might replay scenarios. You might question every step, second guess. And this goes back to that kind of relational inconsistency where you didn't know if you were going to get help or comfort. Lamentations 3:22-23 just gives us this gentle reminder. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Trust is not about certainty. It's about connection. And that connection can be rebuilt. I often say that safety is the fruit of trust. If we trust somebody, we feel safe with somebody. But also, when's the last time that you took advice from somebody that you didn't trust? I mean, think about it. When was the last time a social media post of somebody posting about politics or whatever it was that angered you really changed your mind about it? Probably not, because you don't trust that person. So you're not going to take advice from somebody you don't trust. If we don't feel safe with God, then trust isn't present. And if we don't trust him, then we're not going to quote unquote take his advice, which means read his word and believe it to be true for us. So how do we move through some of those anxious feelings to trust with God's help? I think it's important to know he doesn't shame you for your struggle to trust. He meets you in it and he heals you in it. So again, we want to practice. You might hear me say this a lot, but we got to name it. You might ask yourself, when did I first learn that it wasn't safe to trust someone with my heart? What happened there? I think that awareness is really powerful because it wasn't that you're broken. It was that you were taught maybe to think broken or to live broken, but you were shaped in some way or form. And healing begins by seeing where the wound is. Number two, let God be different. God is not your parents, not your past, and not the people who hurt you. I'll often say that we blame God for the things that people do because our pain wants somebody to blame. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit." We have to practice trust in small steps because trust is earned, but we also comes with relationship. And it's built in moments, in like moment after moment. It's not just, oh, it's here. It's not, oh, I'm saved. I just accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Now I have to just trust him completely. It's a process, friend. And I'm so sorry for the way maybe you've been taught that you're just supposed to be saved and be perfect. It just doesn't happen. It did not happen for me like that. I mean, I got saved and I was still having sex before marriage. I was living with a man that I didn't really like, but he was super kind and super sweet. But I knew I wasn't going to marry him. And I just continued on these patterns. I used to cuss like a sailor. Apparently everybody likes to remind me of that sometimes when we get in that conversation. And I see the progress now in my life when I look back, but it took me a couple years to be transformed and renewed. And guess what? I am still being transformed and renewed. So if you're wondering why trust feels so hard, just take heart. It's not that you're weak. It's not that your faith is broken. It's that your heart may need healing, especially when it comes to attachment or those anxious feelings, naming the wound and letting God be different. And I know that this might take time or you might feel unsure of where to start. You can book a free 20-minute consultation with me and see where we can go together. But remember that God already knows. He's not frustrated with you and he's not trying to force you into anything. He's a gentleman. And so as much as you're willing. He's meeting you in that. He's not looking for a performance. He's just asking for your presence, for you to go to him. So you don't have to fake trust him where you're just like quoting scripture all the time. But deep down you're feeling all these like anger and resentment and bitterness, but you're walking around just putting on some post-it notes with some scriptures on it. Like, yes, we need to be reminded of the truth all the time, but the truth has to intersect with our pain so that the truth can transform and take hold of our pain. So again, just to recap, those three signs you might be struggling is you feel the need to earn God's love, you struggle with consistent prayer or devotion, and you battle chronic anxiety about the future. And some of this, again, is dealing with the anxious attachment, or even we didn't talk about it too much, but just secure attachment or the avoidant. But the good news is that your struggle with trust isn't your identity. It's that invitation to go deeper with the one who is always safe. If this spoke to you today, would you share it with somebody who needs to hear it? And if you haven't left a review yet, leave a review so more women can find this podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.